I wonder if any of you have been confused by the writings of the Apostle Paul. He sometimes is difficult to understand, especially when you translate it from the Greek into the English. But if you stick with Paul, you will always be rewarded. And I think today that you will really like what Paul has to say about life. It seems that in Galatia, the many ministry volunteers that were working in that church had grown weary and tired. And Paul wrote them a letter. Does that sound familiar? The many ministry volunteers were tired. Paul wrote them a letter of encouragement and instruction that we are going to read from today. I hope that Paul's words speak to you today as they did to the church in Galatia. We're going to read chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. The Word of God for the people of God. This is kind of where I want to start today. Be here now. Those quotes that you saw were all about us being present to each other. But in this world that we live in, the demands of our busy schedules, they require us to show up for all kinds of things that are happening in our lives. But I want to talk to you about the difference between showing up in really being present. There is a difference. It's easy to show up, and it's a lot harder to actually be present when things are going on in our lives. And, you know, the television and technology don't really help. There's so much information hitting us all the time. You know, I'm in the middle of a conversation, and there's a beep on my phone or on whoever I'm with's phone, and people suddenly are present to that and not present to each other again. And think about Christmas, when there are so many things going on, it's really hard for us to experience those moments together when there is so many different things going on drawing our attention. You know, people may need to say to me, Michael, stop. You need to be here now with me in this moment. Maybe you have experienced that too. We can get worn out from all the things that are happening to us and our family and our friends. There's illness, people lose jobs, different things happen in our lives, and it just seems overwhelming. all the different things that are going on. And we see on the news all these other things, and those things make us even more overwhelmed. And what can we do when we get so overwhelmed? There's so much need in the world. What can we do to help? How do we respond? Let's just say this. How do we respond just to the needs that we know about? Just the things that we know about. How can we respond to those needs? Some people, they put on a superhero cape, okay? And they think that they can be all things to all people, and they move around through life quickly like a superhero trying to fix everything. And sometimes those people can have what has been called misguided compassion. They are present, but they're not really here in the situation. They do a little bit, and it doesn't really help that much. In fact, it might do more harm than good in the situation. It's really hard to be all things to all people and to help every situation that you know about. Other people, they don't put on the superhero cape, but when they get deluged with all of these needs going on around them, they just shut down. They pull back. They say, "Huh, there's too much in the world. I can't fix any of it. I can't do anything." Neither one of these responses is really what the followers of Jesus would say is healthy. I mean, you can't try to do everything, and you also can't just back up and do nothing. How can I respond to the needs that I know about? So what do we do? How do we stay engaged with each other and the world around us? How can we especially be present to one another's needs in such a busy, hectic world? The Apostle Paul was facing some of the same issues in the church in Galatia. These people were asking Paul how we, the new followers of Jesus, are supposed to respond. And in the letter, they were talking about all the social issues that were going on in their community. And they asked Paul, how do we respond to all of these needs? Paul understood how easy it was to get overwhelmed. He understood that, and he wrote them a letter. He said, so don't grow weary in doing what is right. Don't grow weary in doing what is right. Don't become weary in doing good. Don't isolate yourself, Paul said. Stay engaged with the world around you and help. Actually, Paul offers really some instructions on this problem that we're talking about this morning. He talks about what to do when you do become overwhelmed, because Paul explains to them in this letter that they must respond to the needs that they see around them as they have time. As they have time. Paul talks about that in the letter. Paul understood that none of us have an infinite amount of time. The time that we have is finite, and we do not have unlimited time, so we can't wear a superhero cape and take care of everything. Paul suggested to them that when you have time, do good in the world. In chapter 2, Paul had instructed the people at Galatia to carry each other's burdens. Well, how can I do that when I am overwhelmed and, you know, I just have a certain amount of time that I can do in the day? What am I supposed to do? And for that answer, I think we should turn to Jesus, because Jesus was a great example of this. How did Jesus help people in the world? Did he gather together a big crowd of people and help them all at once? No, he did not. Jesus helped people in his ministry one by one. Jesus was present to the needs around him, and he was present to the people that needed him, and he delivered one by one and helped people. And that's why I like what Andy Stanley, the Christian speaker, had to say about this. And Andy Stanley said, "Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone." When I was a kid, I heard the opposite of this. And you remember this back when you were in school, and you said, you know, "Mrs. Elstrom," she was my first grade teacher, "may I do something?" And Mrs. Elstrom, my first grade teacher, said to me, "Michael, I can't let you do that, because if I let you do that, I'll have to let everyone do that." Remember that? And if we actually learned that and lived that way, we would never do anything for anyone. But we did not listen to what that first grade teacher said. Instead, we learned from Jesus to do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. Just do for one person what you wish you could do for everyone. Paul knew that our time was limited, and I think this is what he was trying to tell the church at Galatia and us. We cannot respond to every need that we know about. But what if we did for one what we wish we could do for everyone? What would be the implications of living a life like that? It means that you would have deep commitments to a few people and not shallow commitments to large groups of people, okay? It means you could be in relationship. We do this here at church. Each of you cannot be in a deep commitment with everyone who is here, but we have a few people that we make a deep commitment with. We focus on a few, and those can focus on another few, and those can focus on a few more. Part of my work, a small part of my time, I spend as the working with commissioned ministers in the Christian church in Virginia. And I meet with them individually, and I'm a mentor, and I'm a coach, and I'm a cheerleader, and I'm with them when they have issues that come up and they call me, and I try to be present to them. I do for one what I wish I could do for everyone. I mean, I can't do that. I would not have time for anything else if I tried to do that for everyone. But I do for one what I wish I could do for everyone. And you know what happens when you decide to live that way? Wonderful things happen. It moves you past just having, you know, being passionate about something to actually doing something. For instance, if you are concerned about the plight of our kids in school, okay? You are concerned about all the different issues, safety, you know, drugs that are out there, and all you ever did was talk about it, okay? And just say how compassionate you were about it. That wouldn't actually change anything, would it? But if instead you found one school child or one small group of school children and you worked with that group of school children and you were present to that group of school children, suddenly you're no longer just passionate about something. You're actually doing something. You're doing for one what you wish you could do for everyone. You invest yourself with one small group because you can't do everything for everyone, and you pour yourself into that group, and it moves you into action. And the second thing, what that does, the second thing that does is it allows you to stay committed long enough to actually change someone. You know people who start one project, and they don't get it done, and then they start another project, and they just keep moving through life, and they never really get anything done. It's hard to see any change unless you stick in there long time and really see change happen. Because you can't do for one what you wish you could do for everyone quickly. It takes time. Paul knew you didn't have an infinite amount of time, and that's why he told the people at the church in Galatia, and he tells us, don't grow weary in doing good. Do good as you have time. Most lasting change does take a long time. That's why, you know, the fad diet that I try for a week doesn't do anything, because it takes long-term change to actually make a change in that for me. So this Christmas, I want us all to focus on the one. Just one relationship, one person, and I want you to don't grow weary in doing good by trying to do something for too many people. I don't want you to disengage. I want you to focus on the one and be fully present to that need. And my prayer for you is this week that God will show you the one that you can be present to. That God will open your eyes and show you where you need to serve this week. Because if all of us did that, if all of us did that, what a difference it would make in this world. Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. Amen?